Hello, my name is Stephen Burrows, and welcome to the Secrets to Goal Setting teleseminar. And we have a lot to cover, but first I want to thank you for joining me, and I want to wish you a successful year and beyond. My goal here is to provide you with a means and an understanding of what it may take for you to reach your goals successfully, guaranteed. Now, if you have not downloaded and printed out the study guide and workbook, please do that now. It is available off the event page. Just press the links and they'll download for you. Also, you can access it from the email I sent you. So just take a look at the event page now if you haven't done that and get those downloaded, and there you'll find those downloads there. So I'm going to start with telling you a short story by Harry Palmer, the author of the book Living Deliberately. He's also the creator of the Avatar course and the material. It goes something like this. I was a young boy playing outside in the snow, blowing heavily around on a cold winter's day. I opened the door and stepped into the doorway of my house, the wind and snow blowing past me into the kitchen. After some time, my mother said to me, "Either come in or go out." And I stood there, now faced with this decision. And I thought, should I come in or should I go out? As I continued to stand there thinking, the wind and the snow blowing past me into the kitchen, just thinking about, should I come in or should I go out? My mother gave me her final instructions. Her final directions were this: either make up your mind or I'll make it up for you. Now, this is what the Universal Mother is saying to all of us all of the time. Either make up your mind or I'll make it up for you. Now, I love that story, how perfect it is for goal setting. You now get to make up your mind by goal setting. Your mind has a little voice of its own saying one of two things about the goals you want to achieve. It's either saying, "I can't," with all the reasons why, or it is saying, "Yes, I can," in face of any obstacles and challenges. And that is the difference between failure and success. So I challenge you to say, "Yes, I can," to a goal set so high for yourself that you know that when you reach it, it was due to the goal-setting training you learn here. So think of that goal, the one you have been avoiding, the one you have been afraid to commit to, the one that you just never have chosen to be your goal. Think of that goal. Do you know what that goal is? That's right, that goal. Now, by the end of this teleseminar, you will be clear on why you set goals and how to take your goals and create a goal-setting strategy. Also, how to apply an action plan, implement a schedule, and follow a format that will keep you on track to know what to do next and ultimately have you reach that goal successfully. All the needed forms and material will be made available to you with our complete goal-setting program. One of the important things to realize about goal-setting is the reason why you are setting a specific goal. This will have a direct effect on your intentions to succeed and allow you to deliberately create your desired outcome. So with that understood, go now to your workbook, your action guide, to page number 1. Now, but before we begin, I just want to say that we'll be going through the questions on creating your goals briefly, as you've already had an opportunity to spend some time on those questions. If you have any questions along the way, you can submit them on the event page and the Q&A location and just submit them to me. I'll do what I can to answer them as I go or get back to you after the event. Now, I want to keep your goal setting list very handy, so I want you to keep it beside you. You know, I provided you with the goal setting sheets from the study guide for your 5-year, 3-year, and 1-year goals. If you wrote your goals down on those sheets, keep that list beside you. Okay, now let's go to question number 1. I am here too. Write down in the space provided the answer to why you joined me here at this teleseminar, as well as what are you looking to get out of the Secrets to Goal Setting event here. Take some time, think about it, and complete question number 1. Again, that's I am here too, or simply why you have joined me, and also write down what you are looking to get out of this teleseminar event. I'll give you 30 seconds to finish that question before moving on to the next blank. Okay, now while you're doing that, you can just listen to the next instructions. You also have in your workbook the last two pages, pages number 10 and number 11, to make new notes for your three-year and one-year goals for your life and business. You can write down any additional five-year goals at the bottom of one of those pages. The reason for the additional pages is that I found that when you start to actually put your attention onto what the goals are that you want to create, new ideas and new future goals come to mind. So those pages, number 10 and number 11, are there for you to quickly write them down so you don't forget any thoughts or details that pop into your mind out of nowhere. Also, I gave you a blank page, page number 9, called More Notes and Ideas. Use this page to write down extra notes and ideas that I want to, well, I'm going to mention and recommend things that you should write down for future use. So write them down on page number 9. Or any notes you want to jot down that are other than your goals, you can jot that notes down there as well. So let's move on. So now you know why you're here and what you're looking for. Next, I want you to look at the next two spaces in question 1. You are definitely going to learn and to plan your goals so that you're going to know your action plan to success. So that's to learn and plan your goals so that you're going to know your action plan to success. That's great. Question number 2. To use your mind for a change. To use your mind for a change. Simple enough. If you're not satisfied with where you are in your career or your life, you can usually trace that back to one thing, the way you think. Question number 3. Why set goals? This is my summary, but you can add your own notes on the extra lines provided. So these are the reasons I want you to write down for why you set goals. Blank number 1. So that you know your destination. This allows you to do what's in the next two blanks, to easily monitor your actions. The reason to monitor your actions is to know where you are and when to adjust. And finally, all this will enable you to have a clear picture of what to do next. For example, you set a target destination, like driving your car on a trip. You map out and know your end destination point, which gives you a target to reach. Now, whether you realize this or not, you actually do this process in your mind every time you drive somewhere in your car. Okay, so you have your final destination mapped out, if even just in your head. This allows you to monitor your driving route actions and the directions you're driving. This enables you to be aware of where you are along the way, and if you need to adjust or alter your route, possibly due to any unforeseen circumstances, it'll make it easier for you to have a clear picture and answer for what to do next. As a result, if there's any unforeseen circumstances you become aware of, it did not stop you. You knew where you were and what you needed to do to stay en route to arrive at your final destination. Goal setting works the same way. Okay, let's move on to question number 4. What do you want to achieve in business and life? In a few simple words, summarize here what you basically want to achieve in your business and in your life. Write it down now in the space provided in there, question number 4. Your answer may be on your goals list already, or it may be something new that has just come up for you, that has a thought that you've been thinking about lately that you finally want to commit to. So this could be from your vision of your future destination and your five-year goals, or if you went a little further, even a 10-year goal. So anything that speaks to you, anything that comes to mind that inspires you, you know, that feels like a part of who you are or want to become, write down anything at all that you've been avoiding, you know, anything that you've really not faced at to this point in your life that you've really just hidden from. So anything you have a passion for, you know, anything that really drives home some inspiration for you, write that down now and complete question number 5. Now, in question number 5, we're going to turn our attention to your career. So, if you prefer, you can rate your life if that is more important for you. So, as we move on to question number 5, that is on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being fantastic and 1 being it stinks, how would you rate your career? So go ahead and rate your career. 10 being fantastic and 1 being it stinks. Now, be honest with yourself. Unless someone's with you, no one is watching what you write down. I'm giving you an opportunity to be authentically truthful with yourself. Take advantage of this moment. Okay, now that you're being honest with yourself, be open to answer question number 6. List one thing that could be added or changed to make it a 10+. Now think about it. You already have a list of goals. Are any of those goals what makes it a 10+? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe this is the moment it's going to stand out, and you realize what that one thing is that would make your career or your life a 10+. Write that down now. So question number 7 says, if you're not satisfied, we can trace that back to one thing, and the answer is the way you think. So continue that question and finish it, and I'm going to read you a great paragraph. While you listen, complete question number 6, list one thing that could be added or changed to make your business a 10+. This paragraph is from the book The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. There is a thinking stuff from which all things are made, in which, in its original state, permeates, penetrates, and fills the inner spaces of the universe. A thought in this substance produces a thing that is imaged by the thought. A person can form things in his thought, and by impressing his thought upon formless substance, can cause the thing he thinks about to be created. In order to do this, a person must pass from the competitive to the creative mind. He must form a clear mental picture of the things he wants. He must do with faith and purpose all that can be done each day, doing each separate thing in an efficient manner. This book, The Science of Getting Rich, is a worthwhile read, and I highly recommend it. Now on to question number 8. In question number 8, we look at areas that dramatically impact your goal setting. If you want things to improve, you must change your current. Now fill in these answers in the space provided. 8A is disciplines. Any training intended to produce a specific character or pattern of behavior. 8B, habits. An acquired pattern of behavior that often occurs automatically. 8C, relationships. The state of being related or interrelated. 8D, skills. A learned power of doing something competently, a developed aptitude or ability. 8E, systems. An organized or established procedure, harmonious arrangement or pattern. Technology, a manner of accomplishing a task, especially using technical processes, methods, or knowledge. 8G, environment. The circumstances, objects, or conditions by which one is surrounded. Now let's recap. 8A is disciplines. 8B is habits. 8C is relationships. 8D is skills. 8E is systems. 8F is technology. And 8G is environment. Now you may find it difficult at first to think of how to make improvements in all these areas. Now, one of the two best ways I'm going to mention right now is in question number 9. In setting goals, you must begin with the end in mind. Now, whether you know this or not, you're doing this already. In many areas of your life, usually areas you feel very confident, you just create something you want to do and you do it. Get it done, and that's that. You're not even aware that you're doing it. It is done so naturally, you hardly even think about it. You have a total belief that it's going to happen, and it does. Now, some of these things you've done in the past may not be as challenging or complex as the goals you've written down beside you. So what impacts this list? Well, it is a two-part answer. And yes, it still is that you must begin with the end in mind, but it also has to do with your belief systems. Many of your belief systems have been indoctrinated into you for years. Your ability to understand your belief system and how it effectively stops you is a major way to achieve your goals. You can experience and learn about your belief systems by reading the book I mentioned earlier called Living Deliberately by Harry Palmer. He's the creator of the Avatar course material. I'll let the book tell you his full story. Now, this is a great book that explains and illustrates 4 different belief systems that run in our lives. Now, by reading this book, you'll be able to identify your belief systems and how they relate to you having your goals achieved. I just want to mention that one of them fits right in here with thinking with the end in mind. Creating it first with a total belief, without a question of a doubt, that you will achieve it. Sounds easy enough, but not always so easy to do. So the first creation is to have and visualize your future destination. You can see in question number 9, it then leads to your 5-year, then 3-year, to 1-year goals, and ultimately your 1 month, 1 week, and 1 day activities. This is the format, just simply put. Now, before I continue, I just want to let you know that in a moment I'll be mentioning my ethical bribe, okay? All right. So the last two blanks in question number 9 tell you the actual reality for your successful goal-setting steps, and that it's like the arrows show you, it's really from your activities from the 1 day onward to your future destination that really makes a difference. So your daily habits will determine your future destination, and that's the next two blanks. So now you know it's extremely important to track your progress with a system on a daily basis. Having a tracking system will automatically increase your chances for success by an outstanding 33%. Okay, I'm about to say my ethical bribe. There's an amazing package that I'm offering you. My event special offer includes everything you're going to learn here in this teleseminar, plus everything you need to organize and track your goal-setting progress. You get the full Secrets to Goal-Setting 27-page program. This newly released and effective self-integrating program is written enhanced with NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. This is one of the most effective ways to master what you want to learn and achieve. I'll talk more about NLP later in the teleseminar. Also, you'll get the Secrets to Goal Setting activity tracking forms and worksheets. This tracking system will let you know where you are at any moment. I'm also including the Science of Getting Rich ebook by Wallace D. Wattles, as well as the book Living Deliberately by Harry Palmer, which will give you many new insights that will impact your success with goal setting, your life, and it will assist you with question number 8. You know, I think what I'll do is I'm going to give you the download link right now for the Living Deliberately book. So right down on page number 9, this address, it's www.avatarcanada.com. That's www.avatarcanada.com, avatarcanada.com. Then just write down, press the Living Deliberately tab, and you'll be able to access the page to download it for yourself there right now for free. So contact me afterwards after you read this book, because there's some fabulous material and I'd love to share your thoughts about it with you. And my number is 905-901-4714 or steve@sburrows.ca. That's steve@sburrows, B-U-R-R-O-W-S.ca. Now, I have more that I'm adding to this event as special bonuses, and I'll tell you about the additional bonuses later, including the secrets to the keys to guaranteeing your success and proven strategies that will make you rich. So just write down this address on page number 9 as well, www.sburrows.ca. That's S, B as in Bob, U-R-R-O-W-S.ca. You can go there to see the complete Secrets to Goal Setting offer package. Again, it is www.sburrows.ca. It will more than likely go right to the offer page right now, but if not, just look at the top of the page on the right and press the Secrets to Goal Setting offer link. You can also access that page from the link that's on the event page you may be looking at right now, bottom link called Steve's website, sburrows.ca. Okay, back to your workbook. First, let's recap question number 9. In setting goals, you must begin with the end in mind. Your daily habits will determine your future destination. Question number 10. In order to create habits, you must first take action. Your actions will also determine your success, and that is the double-edged sword in this. Your challenge is to create the habits that will keep you on track and have the ability to overcome any obstacles or objections, things that are fighting against you that are in your way, so that you will remain in action and not give up. So why is that so important? Your actions will create the results. Creating habits, you then will develop for effectiveness. This personal development of mastery will lead to building your character and ultimately lead you to your future destiny or your future goal. Now, you can see that mapped out in front of you. Okay, on to question number 11A. Take a moment now and answer these two questions. List two things you want to achieve in or with your business in the future on lines number 1 and 2. List those two things now in the space provided, and if you're working on your life goals, then list two things you want to achieve in or with your life in the future on lines 3 and 4. Now, these may already be in your goal-setting list, or they may be something new that you've just thought of during this teleseminar. So answer those two questions now. Jot down the first things that come to mind, the things that are speaking to you. It may be a personal development direction. It might be educational training to some degree, a new business or some kind of new campaign for your business, a desire to build new or even closer relationships with your family, your friends, and business acquaintances. You may want to implement new selling strategies, make more money, work less hours, build a secondary income or passive income. You might want to start a family. The list is infinite. Okay, go ahead and finish that up. Now, we're going to move on to question 11B, and you can start answering this question now. 11B asks, why? Why do you want to achieve these things? The Goal Setting Course program has this exercise, 11A and 11B as well, but it will take you on a more personal, in-depth journey that will have you deeper in thought. So go ahead and complete your answers for question 11B. List why you want to achieve each of these things. It is my experience from my accountability coaching calls that if you don't have enough good reasons, I usually like to say at least three great reasons that are inspiring as why, then when the going gets tough, you'll be gone. So your dreams and goals could be a victim of you quitting on them. I mean, this defeats the purpose of everything we're doing here. So please write down an inspiring reason, preferably two or three, why you want to achieve your goal. Now, if you can't think of two or three, I'd advise you to come back later and write down, you know, three reasons for each goal that really speak to you, that really allow you to maintain and fight through the things that are, you know, trying to stop you, things that you can rely on to keep you inspired. So go ahead and complete question 11B now. Then when that is done, get out your goals list, the list that we've already asked you to start writing down. Look at your goals for 3 years from now. Start thinking of where you want to be in 3 years from now. Quickly make any final thoughts and write them down. Now, for those of you who have completed the 5-year goals list, congratulations. Many people find it tough to visualize that far in advance. It is for this reason we have focused this teleseminar with the 3-year goals list to start. The principles and concepts are similar and are clearly outlined in the 27-page Secrets to Goal Setting teleseminar program. You will dive into this direction for all of your years in the same format we're going to go through right now. So let's go now to page number 4, exercise 12, your 3-year goals. So your 3-year goal, number 12, in order to be on track for your future goals, for example, your 5-year goals list, what should your business life look like 3 years from now? List 10 things you want to achieve in your business and also in your life in the next 3 years. Now, you can do this later on a separate sheet of paper and make a list of 10, but for now, let's use what you have written down on your study guide on your page for your 3-year goals list. Now, let's look at that list. Now, what should your business and or life look like in 3 years from now? We want you to break it down into smaller segments. Now, you can approach this in a couple of ways. You can aim to be halfway complete on your 3-year goals and choose a target date of 1.5 years from now, Or you can divide it into three segments and start with what needs to be completed in 1 year. This is what we're going to do in this teleseminar. So look at your goals list for year three. For the sake of this exercise, I'm going to ask you to pick one of your goals for your business and one of your goals for your life. Now, if you prefer, you can simply just pick one business or life goal and apply the following system to that goal to learn the material. Then you can go back and apply the system to any of your other goals. Okay, so select a three-year goal. You can circle it or even write it down on page number 9, the More Notes and Ideas page. If you write it down on page number 9, you might want to just give yourself an extra instruction and write down beside it or after it for later reference. Put in brackets there, refer back to page number 4. So we're going to break it down into smaller achievements per year. This is easier to visualize, and it makes it easier to manage. So let's look at question number 13, one-year goal. In order to be on track for your three-year goals, what must you accomplish this year? So write down three things you can see that you will need to accomplish. This is not the fine details list, but the basic overview of what you know that you'll need to get done. You know, write those things down now in the spaces provided there. And again, the goal setting course program will have you really take a more personal, in-depth look in this step. But for now, we're just going to keep it short into just a list of three things. So write down on page number 4 those three things you will need to accomplish with your goal for business and life if you're working on each, and complete that now. There's extra space there for you at the bottom of the page if there's any extra notes you want to make for your goal setting. You can feel free to write that down. So keep it simple, though, at this point. You can get more detailed later. So think of the first things that come to mind, the obvious things that immediately look like the first steps of what you'll do next. Remember, it only has to be a general task, not the fine details of how you're going to do it. We'll get into those details shortly. But follow the KISS method for now. Keep it simple. I'll give you a few more seconds to finish. You can always come back and complete it later, but jot down anything that you want to make sure you don't forget, any notes. Complete that now. And for those of you who've completed the question, go ahead to the next page, number 5. Start to think about what you may need to know, what you may need to do, and what you may need to have so that you will accomplish your one-year goal. Go ahead and start that now. Really start to think about it. I've given you room for three things for each, business and life. Now, if you're still answering question number 13, here is a hint. Take a look at what you wrote down on your one-year goals list. Sometimes something you've written down stands out at this point. It may be exactly what you're looking for, or you may get inspired to rewrite it or rewrite something new that comes to mind. So if you need to, take a quick glance at your year one goals list. Get some inspiration. Quickly jot down, though, anything that you want, because I would like to move on. So anything you want to make sure you don't forget and you want to remember, quickly jot it down now. Okay? All right, so we'll move on. Great. Now, I want you to go to page number 5, the one-year plan. Again, this question asks you to write down three things that you will either need to know, do, or have in order to accomplish your one-year goals. So again, go ahead and get that completed now. So what you're creating here is actually your plan of action, which is the answer for the blank space in question number 14. What is my plan of action? I'll give you some time right now to finish answering question number 14. In order to accomplish your one-year goals, what must you know, do, and have? So take 30 seconds and complete that question. So let's have you try to finish that up quickly. I'd like to move on, make any quick references to remind you of anything, get those notes written down, any thoughts at all. Still on page number 5, number 2. Okay, finish that up. Now, wasn't that easy? Writing down your goals and plans is only 20% of goal accomplishment. So what's the other 80%? Accountability. Question 3 on page 5 is accountability. Someone holding you and your plan accountable for results is 80% of goal accomplishment. That's the answer for question number 4. Someone holding you and your plan accountable for results is 80% of goal accomplishment. Short-term accountability is the fastest and surest way to goal accomplishment. Now, accountability can be done in a few different ways. It can be done on a weekly basis, which gives you 52 weeks a year. That's 52 times to make sure you're on track. You can do it monthly, which is going to give you 12 times to make sure you're on track. So you can see short-term accountability is much more effective. So turn now to page number 6. Okay, question number 18. Reporting your results to someone else will automatically increase your production by 33%. I believe in this so strongly that I would recommend getting yourself an accountability coach. If you're interested in the possibility of having an accountability coach, write this down on page number 9. The address is www.pro, that's P-R-O, realestatesecrets.com. www.pro, P-R-O, realestate, R-E-A-L-E-S-T-A-T-E, secrets.com. Press the accountability tab. When you press the accountability tab, you can submit a request there for an accountability coach, and you'll be contacted by phone for further discussion. It's very, very worthy to do. Highly recommend it, and it's not a commitment there. You just will get somebody to call you and discuss what's needed to make sure that you're on board with everything to be coachable. So on to question number 19. I have talked with many successful people. You know, a lot of them have said that, in their own way, accountability partners have made the most difference for them personally. Many of them have more than one accountability partner because they have them cover different areas of their life and different areas of their business. So the reason for this was it made them more effective. They had a higher percentage of success, and they said the overall cost of paying coaches to hold them accountable really was a small percentage in compared with the achievements and the income that they produced as a result of having an accountability coach. Now, another good reason was they said their improvement of their personal skills and tools that they really needed for higher success rate was achieved. It was a lot easier with having a coach, which goes to question number 19. Tools of an effective goal setter are to have focus, be accountable, and follow rituals. These are easier to do and learn and manage with an accountability coach. Really, a coach can make all the difference between slow or fast growth, or, as I like to say, between no growth and fast growth. It's up to you. Anyways, question number 20. The heights of your growth will be determined by your ability to be productive. So some of you are capable of tremendous productivity on your own, while others need a little kick once in a while. So either way, imagine what is possible with an accountability coach. An accountability coaching call can help you keep on track. It really can be that extra boost that keeps you going a little further, a little better all the time. So now I want you to let you know, in a moment I'm going to mention my ethical bribe again. Okay, on to question number 21. To be successful in areas that don't come naturally to you, the secret is to have a structure you can drop your goals into that will guide you. There is this is where a goal setting system can make all the difference to start with. You know, really can be the difference between being successful or not. You know, double that up with your accountability coaching call and you're well on your way to guaranteed achievement. So okay, here's my ethical bribe. My Secrets to Goal Setting special offer includes everything you're learning in this teleseminar. The filled out and completed copy of this study guide we're using right now is included. Everything you need to organize and track your goal setting progress with the Secrets to Goal Setting activity tracking forms and worksheets is included. So you'll get to use those and always know where you are and what to do next. You'll get the full Secrets to Goal Setting 27-page program. This newly released and effective self-integrating program, written and enhanced with NLP, again, neuro-linguistic programming, is one of the most effective ways to master what you want to learn and achieve. I'm also including the Science of Getting Rich ebook by Wallace D. Wattles, as well as the book Living Deliberately by Harry Palmer. I gave you this link already, but I'm including it in the download part, again, just so I know you get it and you have an opportunity to download it again. This ebook will give you new insights for your success with goal setting, some great insights for your life. It'll be some extra bonus material there for consciousness training, which we'll touch on again, and assist you with question number 8. So remember, contact me after you read this book because I would love to talk with you more about the amazing material you'll read regarding the Avatar material. So as a special bonus, if you order the offer now, you'll also get to join me in one goal-setting accountability call for free. So to access this offer, go to www.sburrows.ca. That's S, B as in Bob, U-R-R-O-W-S.ca. It may go right to the offer page or press the link on the right at the top of the page, Secrets to Goal-Setting Offer. Now, I have more that I'm going to add to this special offer package, and I'll tell you more about these additional bonuses later, including secrets to the keys to guaranteed success and the proven strategies that make you rich. Again, access the offer at www.sburrows.ca, or if the teleseminar page, event page is in front of you, at the bottom, you can just press Steve's website, sburrows.ca. Now, let's go back to our workbook page number 6, question number 22. The goal setting action plan worksheets in the program contains 3 sections. There's the yearly section, the monthly section, and your weekly goal section. This visually keeps you organized and focused. Question number 23, week at a glance worksheet. This worksheet is where you record your weekly tasks. It contains everything you accomplish in the current day so that you will achieve your weekly goals. So you'll ask yourself at the start of the week, and this would be at the start of the week, day 1, based on what I did or didn't do today, being Monday, what do I need to accomplish tomorrow, being Tuesday, so that I'm on track to hit my weekly goals. So again, based on what I did or didn't do today, what do I need to accomplish tomorrow so that I'm on track to hit my weekly goals? And the last line in question number 23 is, you want to be proactive in your business and in your life, not reactive. Okay, on to page number 7, question number 24. The Day at a Glance worksheet. Now, have you ever started your day with the question of where do I start? This is the page that keeps you organized and in action. It clearly is going to show you what you have to do to remain on track today. It helps you remain focused. This page allows you to take a proactive approach to your day. It includes, number 1, a prioritized to-do list, your daily tasks. Number 2, messages, the calls that you have to return. And number 3, appointments made. Also, it's going to include a very detailed daily log reporting area, which is phenomenal, that's all I can say. The habits you create on a daily basis will determine your future goal. The goal-setting program has detailed layouts, instructions, and action plan worksheets for charting these actions, and it'll allow you to make note of all the activities so you have a closer look anytime you want to better track your results and clearly know what needs to be done next. So on to question number 25. The appointment section of the to-do page allows you to take a proactive approach to your day. Number 26, so what are your priorities? Now, I'm going to approach this answer from a business perspective, but you can apply it to your life goal as well. To achieve at the highest level, your appointment section had better include one of the following. Closing a sale, which is you finalizing a transaction, an offer or business proposition, selling something, or winning at the game you're playing. Number 2, prospect follow-up. This is where you're staying in touch with someone and what needs to be nurtured or communicated with so that you can move this prospect closer to a closed sale. Number 3, presentation, promoting you. this is you promoting you or someone else promoting you. It could be a presentation, a conversation, or an event, such as this one, a teleseminar, which brings me to another point. If anyone is interested in talking with me about doing a teleseminar for their business, hobby, special interest, please email me or give me a call. We can discuss it later. So, you know what? You could use the Q&A area on the event page right now to submit me a note that you're interested. So do that now if you're interested, and I will catch it later and get back to you. Just remember to include your phone number and your preferred email address. Okay, number four is prospecting for warms. This is you finding anyone that may be interested or has shown interest in what you have to offer. Okay, on to page number 8, question number 27. In order to achieve your goals, you must spend the majority of your time being dollar productive. So what are the top 4 dollar productive activities? Number 1, closing a sale. You completing what needs to be done to complete the sale, whether it may be charging money, signing a contract, writing an agreement, or even getting married and saying I do. It's all about the last step that finalizes and closes the sale. Number 2, generating a transaction. This is happening with your closing deliveries and techniques. You know, these will ultimately have someone order with you, plan on buying with you, or agreeing and committing to a future transaction, and just generally doing business with you. Number 3, doing a presentation. Doing activities that are promoting you and your services to potential clients. And number 4, prospecting. This is always happening. Always pay attention and be on the lookout for anyone you know or meet that may want or may possibly be thinking of what you have to offer. Question number 28. Focus on the areas you have control over. Now, it's so important to spend your energy and time on things that you can control. You can spend a lot of wasted time on things you cannot control. So it's very important to focus on the areas you have control over. Now, some people use this as a tool to keep them from staying on task, purposely deflecting themselves away from the responsibilities of their goals. Now, I know no one listening will be doing that. Will you? Okay. Question number 29. If you focus on doing the right things, your success is inevitable. That is the best advice I can share with you. If you do everything I've mentioned in this teleseminar, your success is inevitable. Only you can get in your own way from here on in. Question number 30, put it all together. So let's put it all together, and let's just make a special note here of the balance in the mix, because this is where most people really don't realize the importance of the balance. 20% is using your Secrets to Goal Setting worksheet, which will have you plan enough time in your calendar and always complete your 20% first. The next, the 80% is your task list, which you'll follow daily. You know, you're going to follow your daily to-do worksheet and follow your daily plan. So I have rule number 1. Always focus and complete the activity that will get you one step closer to your goal first. Do all business-generating activities, or if it's your life plan, things that will move your life plan direction goal one step closer first. Always. Now, I have rule number 2, which you may want to write down on page number 9. Rule number 2 is strengthen your strengths, not your weaknesses. Do not spend time on tasks you are weak at. Outsource them. If you're not sure if someone is if something is a strength or not, simply do this. I suggest writing it down. Write it down on a 3x5 card. Have a pile of them. After you do something, notice how you feel. If you feel inspired and energized, it is a strength. Write it down and make a pile of strengths with those cards. Now, if you do something and you don't feel this way, there's a great chance and probability that it's a weakness. Write it down on a card and make a pile of weaknesses. Now, if you keep putting your time and your energy into your weaknesses, you will end up with a lot of strengths and weaknesses, which will not help you at all. So again, rule number 2 is strengthen your strengths, not your weaknesses. And I would like to end with a quote from Keith Cunningham. ordinary things consistently done produce extraordinary results. So for one last time, I will be mentioning my ethical bribe. I have a couple more additional bonuses I would like to tell you about. Now, I had mentioned NLP a number of times, and I want to share a little more about what this is. NLP was developed by studying the natural thought processes of exceptional achievers and makes their talents available to you, maximizing your potential both personally and professionally. With its revolutionary approach to human inter and intra communication and human potential, development with techniques with NLP has helped millions of people all over the world overcome fears, increase confidence, enrich relationships, improve learning, and achieve greater success. A lot to do with question number 8. Neural refers to the nervous system, where our experiences are received and processed through our 5 senses. Linguistic represents the language that we use, both verbal and nonverbal, that codes, organizes, and gives meaning to our mental representations. Now, programming is a computer metaphor that refers to our ability to discover and use the programs that we all mentally run. In short, NLP is about how to run our brain in a productive way to consistently achieve the results we want. You can read more and even take a course if you're interested. Now, you can go to, write this down on page number 9, www.bliss, B as in Bob, L-I-S-S, education.com. That's blisseducation.com. There you'll find an in-depth learning program for NLP where we have already arranged for you to get an early registration discount if you choose to register for any of their courses. I'll be also doing more teleseminars with teaching based on NLP theory, such as the telemarketing and rapport building teleseminars. And if you're interested in any of these teleseminars, please email me at admin@sburrows.ca. That's admin at sburrows.ca. Now let me know, and I'll make sure that we email you the dates of the events. Okay, here is my ethical bribe one last time. I'm also including 2 more ebooks. One is a 72-page book that shows you the ASK methodology and proven campaigns that can make you rich. The other is the 7 Keys to Success, which touches on many aspects we talked about in this teleseminar. Now remember that along with these bonuses, I'm also including in our Secrets to Goal Setting special offer everything that you've learned in this teleseminar, including the filled out and completed copy of this study guide, plus everything you need to organize and track your goal setting progress. You'll also get the full Secrets to Goal Setting course 27-page program. This newly released and effective self-integrating program is written and enhanced with NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. It's one of the most effective ways to master what you want to learn and achieve. Also, you'll get the Secrets to Goal Setting activity tracking forms and worksheets. Tracking system here will let you really know where you are at any given moment and know what you'll need to do next. I'm also including the Science of Getting Rich ebook by Wallace D. Wattles, as well as the ebook Living Deliberately by Harry Palmer, which again will give you new insights to help you with your success with your goal setting, but also your life, additional consciousness training, and assist you with question number 8. It'll look at your belief systems and help you to identify how yours operates. Remember, contact me after you read this book because I'd love to discuss the material more with you. Now, I've added a free accountability opportunity. I'm including 1 free accountability coaching call. Again, to take advantage of our Secrets to Goal Setting special offer, go to www.sburrows.ca. That's S, B as in Bob, U-R-R-O-W-S.ca. Now, it might go right to the offer page right now, or it might go to the main home page. And if so, just press the link at the top right of the page, Secrets to Goal Setting Offer. You can also access this page from the link on the event page called Steve's website, sburrows.ca, or if you refresh your website right now, you'll see a button there that will be the special offer button, which will go right to the page. So now we're coming to the conclusion of our teleseminar. I'm also willing to answer any questions or issues that you wrote down on any inner objections you're facing from doing this goal-setting work. Please contact me personally at Steve at sburrows.ca. Write that down on page number 9, STEVE at sburrows.ca to do that. You can use the Q&A, actually, on the event screen now if you want to send me a question. Please take a moment and fill your question in the space provided. You could also let me know you have some objections or inner things that you want to talk about. Just use the Q&A there and submit your email address, your name, and maybe your phone number, and I can give you a call back, and we can touch base. Now, I have one last request. I value your feedback about your experience here during this teleseminar. Now, if you would please email me feedback, I would be greatly appreciative. A testimonial, feedback, anything that I could get from you that would be some indication of how it went for you here at the teleseminar. So I would be grateful to hear from you as soon as possible. Now, you can easily use the Q&A area in front of you on the event page if you wish, and that way you can complete a testimonial right now. So while it's fresh in your mind, that would be great. So I will just thank you in advance for doing that. Okay, that's it, and I just want to say thank you for joining me. An extra special thanks to those of you who took advantage of my special offer, and for all of you who did, I will be in touch soon to arrange your free goal-setting accountability coaching call. So this is Stephen Burrows from the Secrets to Goal Setting Teleseminar saying thank you and goodbye for now.